In the name of Jesus, amen. It is my privilege today to bring you a few comments about the State of the Kingdom address, which you just heard read in the gospel lesson. And I assure you, this will be much shorter than last night's State of the Union address. I am glad to report that the state of the Kingdom of Heaven is strong. The kingdom is still today as solid and enduring as it is surprising and unexpected. The King himself tells us in our text today not only how he wishes things were or how we hope they might become, but how the universe really is, how it really is put together. He is the creator after all, and if he says this is the true state of affairs, the true state of the kingdom, you can be sure that this is how the universe really works. There is an opposition party to contend with, of course, and the opposition has long promoted its own agenda, a very different agenda based on a completely different notion of who we are and what we are here for. That opposition agenda is based on a series of seductive, plausible, attractive lies. In the kingdom, as our Lord declares, the poor in spirit are blessed because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. But the opposition wants you to believe you're lucky if you're rich, because the one with the most stuff wins. Our Lord blesses all of us who mourn and promises us comfort. But enemy propaganda is still busy trying to convince us that you are blessed if you have no worries and no pain, because then you'll be comfortable. Every blessing of the kingdom is subverted by a counterclaim from the other side. Meek inherit the earth? No, you're smart if you're aggressive and self-promoting, for then you'll get your fair share, and then some. You're wise if you're willing to compromise with evil, because that's the way the world works. You're happy if you're powerful, because you won't be taken advantage of. You're astute if you're worldly and cynical, because you'll see through things. You see things like they are. You're shrewd if you bring a gun to a knife fight, because you will be called the winners. You're lucky if you stay out of trouble, because that way you'll get away with murder. And you've really made it when people flatter you and applaud what you say and want to be your pals on Facebook and LinkedIn, because that's how they treat all the really cool, important, powerful people. My friends, that agenda of the enemy is, as you know, widely accepted and widely practiced. Indeed, those measures of success and happiness are, they seem to be as popular today as they have ever been, even, I am sorry to say, inside the church. I would not be surprised if you caught yourself inwardly nodding in agreement with some of those points from the opposition agenda, maybe even acting in your own lives as if, you know, they're kind of true. But it isn't true. None of it. It's all lies, from top to bottom. Seductive, plausible lies, but still lies. that so-called wisdom of the world is complete foolishness. The state of the kingdom looks entirely different. Because our king is entirely different. He stoops down instead of clawing his way to the top. He emptied himself instead of enriching himself. He gives instead of grabbing. His idea of wisdom looks foolish to the world's clever people. And his idea of power looks so weak that his sign of victory is a cross. Yet still today, in this confused, befuddled, twisted world, our king is busy turning things upside down, or rather, turning things in this twisted world right side up. The king says, here's what the universe really looks like. Here's your new map of the world. I know that it's easy for you to get confused and twisted and to see things through the opposition's filters, but I'm turning you right side up and lining you up with the grain of the universe. This is reality, and reality wins. You're mine. I give you everything. I bless you and comfort you. This is how the kingdom works, because this is who I am. I have a coffee mug at home that I bought in the gift shop of the British Museum in London. It's a nice souvenir. Wrapping around the sides of the coffee mug is a reproduction of the inscriptions from the Rosetta Stone. Not the language learning software, but the piece of granite from ancient Egypt, which has parallel text in hieroglyphics, Demotic script, and ancient Greek. It's a very cool looking mug. But frankly, the text is kind of rubbish. I had to look it up. My Demotic is really bad, almost as bad as my Greek. Among other things, the text on the Rosetta Stone recites a bunch of stuff that King Ptolemy did for his gods. All the cool offerings he brought and all the great sacrifices that he made. And then the text tells me that, this is a quote, in return, the gods and goddesses have given him victory and power and life and strength and health and every beautiful thing of every kind whatsoever. Uh-huh. Sounds like the same old to me. Unfortunately, King Ptolemy, not to mention his so-called gods and goddesses, could not be reached for comment. Our king, on the other hand, still lives, still loves, still reigns and blesses and comforts and is working to turn this upside-down world right way up. He does all of that not in return for some kind of services rendered from us, but out of sheer grace, just because it is his will and pleasure to bless us, to comfort the mourning, to satisfy the hungry, to show us mercy, to give us the kingdom. I know, crazy, right? That's the state of the kingdom. Crazy enough to be true. Crazy enough to save your life. Crazy enough to get you through the day. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.